This morning, I thought it would be appropriate. I'm not here to sell any programs, to necessarily push you in any specific direction. I'm here to share with you my passion, and my passion is Talmud. That's my area of study, my area of teaching, beyond some other things that I do. But before I start, I want to tell you that it is I am privileged, honored, thrilled to be back and have the opportunity to spend this time with you. I don't know how many are familiar with it, but in Jewish law, one has to have one who already lives in the land of Israel has to have a very compelling need to leave it. It's not taken so simply that you could just leave the land of Israel for any reason whatsoever. In tradition, some leaders of generation who had legitimate reasons to leave were still held accountable for the fact that they did leave. I at least don't have the burden of being a leader of a generation, but still you have to take seriously the leaving Israel. And I find this a compelling both personal and communal reason to leave. What I'm going to do with you this morning, and it'll probably be in the second part, we'll get to the actual text. The text that you have in front of you is a Talmudic text, which we're not going to touch on until a little bit later. If any of you had an opportunity to even read the English translation of that text, you will probably find a line or two in it rather disturbing. I chose this text specifically to give you some taste. And that's all we're going to get this morning, is a taste of how to deal with Talmudic literature. But to deal with that, even relatively intelligently, one has to have a fair background about what we're talking about in terms of Talmudic literature and what that what that whole genre of literature is and how it fits into Jewish tradition and what terms mean, just definition of terms and where everything fits in. How many of you have ever studied a piece of Talmud before? Okay, I have one hand raised high here in the front. I'd like to give you a background and give you, again, what I'm giving you now it will be a frame of reference to understand what it is that we're talking about. Because Talmudic literature is really unlike any other genre of world literature whatsoever. I don't think there's anything that can be compared to it. I think it's safe to say that it is the unique contribution of the Jewish people to the world of literature, to a whole system of how to see the world, and we'll comment more on that as we go on. What does the term Talmud mean?